Farm Talk on CFRU 93.3 FM. Welcome to Farm Talk, where we celebrate food and honor those who champion the cause of food in society.
Hi, and welcome to another exciting episode of Food Farm Talk. It's 10:30 on April 25th, and we're here in the studio with me, your co-host, Emily Duncan. And the show is normally hosted by our regular host, Abdul Rahim Abdullahi. And so today on Food Farm Talk, we're talking about local food in Guelph. And we're really excited to talk about this topic, and we're talking about growing food in backyards, growing food in community gardens, and we have a really exciting guest today with us, Meredith Sweeney, and I'll let Meredith introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Meredith. I'm a local Guelphite. I just had my 27th birthday on Monday, Earth Day.
Yay! Happy birthday, congratulations!
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a local urban farmer, and I've been gardening since I was like 3 years old, working more with urban food, edible gardens, probably over the last coming on 8-9 years.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. Yeah, we're really excited to learn more about some of the programs that are happening in Guelph that are supporting local food, supporting people who are interested in growing their own food, and also kind of programs that are promoting food security in our community through local food. So what are some of the things that kind of got you interested in gardening and food security? It sounds like it's been a lifelong passion.
Definitely. I think maybe being born on Earth Day had a little bit of influence. Mm-hmm. I am a typical Taurus. I love being outside. I've been, you know, recess was my favorite. I have a background in fine art. I love beautiful things. I love flowers. I love nature. So for me to find a career, a job that has me working outside is amazing. And I love working with food. I love cooking food that I grow. And so it comes full circle every day for me. And I really enjoy what I do.
Yeah, it sounds like it truly is a labor of love for you. So I'd like to hear more about some of the programs that you're involved with in the Guelph community. So maybe let's start by talking about the Backyard Caring Program.
Sure, yeah. So we just started a new program under the Guelph Tool Library called the Backyard Caring Program. Our mission there is to provide programming, workshops, hands-on experiences for people who want to get started in gardening, growing their own food in their own backyards, how to grow specific plants, and how to develop more of a green thumb. And we do that out of the Guelph Tool Library, where we can highlight some of the tools that you can borrow in your own garden if you maybe don't own a rototiller.
Yeah, and so I know how the Guelph Tool Library operates because Meredith and I know each other as we're both coordinators of the Guelph Tool Library. But maybe for listeners who aren't aware of how a tool library operates, could you describe kind of how that sharing economy works?
Right. So the folks here at with the Guelph Tool Library, we want to be able to share these tools with the public. Not everyone needs to own every single tool. It takes up a lot of space, takes up a lot of resources, a lot ends up in the landfill because it never gets used. So I think if we can have an inventory of these awesome tools available to everyone, we can share and everyone can have a slice of an opportunity to use a new tool, bring it home, try it out, and you know, we all end up buying less, borrowing more.
Mm-hmm. And how can people become members of the Guelph Tool Library?
Right, so to become a member, you can actually buy a membership online through our website or come in, say hi when we're open and buy one in person. For $40 a year, you can rent up to 10 tools at a time for a week and you can renew them for an additional week. And it's awesome. We have over 500 tools in our inventory, including a ton of garden tools, harvest preparation type tools like dehydrators and tomato mills, and canning equipment for the end of the season when you are ready to package up all that lovely food you've grown.
Wow, it sounds like they have really everything you need for growing food in your backyard, just from the start of planting and growing and then to the end of, you know, what do you do with all this food that you've harvested? So that sounds great. And so the Backyard Caring Program is one of the programs of the Guelph Tool Library. And so you described it a bit. So people kind of come in for workshops and learn a little bit more. What are some of the kind of things that they can learn about or the titles of these workshops?
Right. So we've only had a couple so far. We're still very new, trying to figure out, you know, where we fit in the world of workshops. I did a specific workshop 2 weeks ago on growing epic tomatoes. Tomatoes are one of my most favorite vegetables. There are so many diverse colors, textures, and looks. So I think it's something that people think is pretty straightforward, but with just a couple extra tips, you can grow incredible tomatoes that are 3 times taller and give you way more pounds of tomatoes. I did a workshop on spicy hot peppers and how to grow those at home. I recently did a workshop on growing edible food in the shade. I know a lot of people, you know, you get a house, you don't realize you've got this huge tree shading your whole yard, you want to grow food, you still can. And we talked about that. Last night we talked about growing food in the city and some of the challenges, some of the advantages of that. So we kind of talk a lot about different realms, specific topics. Coming up, we have a workshop on growing gourmet greens, making seed bombs with flowers that are specifically great for pollinators, how to grow in containers and bins, really shoestring budget type stuff. And then we also, through the Guelph Tool Library, have chicken incubators coming up in our inventory. And I will be doing a workshop on how to incubate your own backyard chickens.
Wow, it sounds like you're really covering a lot of topics that I think people are definitely interested in learning more about in terms of how to garden in the backyard, how to get the most out of your produce, and then even a little bit of livestock, too, with the backyard chickens. I think that's really sounds great. In reference to your workshop on growing food in the city, what do you think is one of the most challenges for people in the Guelph community in terms of trying to grow their own food?
I think when we're talking about an urban setting, one of the most important things to get checked out is your soil and to see the health of that soil. I'm not talking about whether it's a clay soil or a more sandy soil. I'm talking about contamination factor. I think it's really important, especially if you're in an older area of town where you know that there's a history of industry or possible contamination from a gas station, lead pipes, is to test your soil, make sure it's safe to grow directly in. There are alternatives such as raised beds that could be grown over top of that soil. You can bring in soil, create your own with fresh compost that wouldn't be contaminated. Just being safe would be important in that fact, but there's a lot of advantages too to growing in an urban setting, and I think you can have a lot of fun and be really creative and kind of integrate an outdoor space with edible plants in it in the city.
Yeah, no, I think that point about soil contamination is really important because Guelph has changed a lot over time from going from industrial areas to residential areas. What are some of the resources that people in town can use to figure out how to test their soil?
I think it starts with a quick little Google search. You know, sometimes neighborhoods have already been tested, so you may not need to put your own money into getting your soil tested, especially if you live in the Ward area, Two Rivers. The soil there has already been tested. There was a community meeting about it. You can have your soil tested at the university. You'll have to look that process up depending on where you're from and how much soil you'll have to take from your yard. But just doing a simple search like that and educating yourself a little bit more just to make sure it's safe. Some fruits are totally fine grown in contaminated soil. Other things you're going to want to watch out for, like leafy greens that do take up a lot of contaminants.
Yeah, no, I think that's super important and something that somebody who's maybe new to gardening isn't thinking about. You know, they're excited to put some plants in the ground.
Yeah.
And so what about, are there resources offered for people who are looking at kind of what to plant, getting seeds? What kind of tips or tricks would you say to the Guelph community of how should I choose what to plant in my backyard garden?
Right, and this is something someone brought up last night, so I've been pre-prepped for this. It's great. I think, you know, open up your fridge right now. What veggies are you eating on a regular basis? What are your favorites? I think if we could all grow our staples, that would be great. You're going to save yourself some money. You're going to enjoy doing it. You're going to have better flavor and better quality coming into your fridge to share with your family or your friends. You know, if you start slow, start simple, pick a couple things that you really love. I really love zucchini noodles. We have a spiralizer at the Guelph Tool Library, and I take it out pretty often to spiralize zucchini, especially when it's coming on. I'll do a whole bunch ahead of time and freeze it, and that's a big staple for me, eating it every other day.
Yeah, no, I love to take out the spiralizer too. And I think that's a good one, especially sometimes if you get a good big zucchini plant that keeps producing, what are you going to do with all that zucchini, right?
I mean, one plant can give you a lot of fruit. So that's a great one. Tomatoes are always pretty straightforward. You know, you can look after those with very little effort and maintenance. It's really important, though, to put a stake and a cage around every single tomato you have because they can get wild too.
Yeah, no, I think that's really great advice. And so at the Tool Library, it sounds like you're putting on these workshops, there's tools for gardening to rent, and there's also the seed library, right?
Right.
How does it work if I wanted to borrow some seeds from the seed library?
So within the Guelph Tool Library, we have a lovely little donated fridge, which it houses our seed library. If you want to participate in that, simply visit the seed library. It's completely free. Check out what we've got in there. There are thousands of seeds, many varieties, a lot of things you don't need very many. There's little envelopes. You take what you need. You write your name down. The premise is that you are taking these seeds, you're growing them, and then the following year, you're re-donating seeds back into the library. Whether they're the same seeds or new varieties or things you're growing, we want you to save seeds, and we want to develop a collection of local Guelph-grown fruits, vegetables, and flowers.
Yeah, I think this is such a great idea. It gets people sharing, gives people an opportunity to try out things that they maybe wouldn't, you know, pay for a seed packet for, but they just want a few seeds of something just to try it out and see if it works. And then eventually, like you said, we'll have this whole collection of seeds that are really attuned to kind of Guelph's microclimate, our soils that we have here, that these plants have been grown here over time.
Absolutely. And that is a real science, that if we grow things locally and we're watching for hardiness and we're picking the plants that are strong, surviving the conditions that we have here, the length of the season that we experience here in Guelph, and overall we're going to have a better quality resource for people there.
Yeah, that sounds great. And so where can people learn more about these upcoming backyard caring workshops?
Right. So if you want to follow us on Instagram, I am at Backyard Caring, just Backyard Caring on Instagram. Or you can follow the Guelph Tool Library on Instagram as well, or Facebook. You can definitely find us online and we'll have a schedule there. I like to do fun little graphics to let you know when upcoming workshops are coming. We do a pay what you can structure. So pay what you can, pay what you want. We've had really great success with that. And you can pre-register with tickets on Eventbrite.
Wow, that sounds great. And the Guelph Tool Library is located at 131 Ontario Street, just in the ward in Guelph. So that's really, sounds like a really cool program and a really good way to kind of give people more information and the tools and seeds that they need to kind of start caring for their own backyard.
I guarantee if you come in, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot about what we have going on there, and you're going to get a tour. And it's a really fun place to be, and it's really neat to see what we're getting up to. And everything's changing all the time. So definitely come in and check us out.
Well, that sounds great. So I'd like us to maybe kind of switch gears and talk about a different program that you're involved in as well. And that's the Grow Garden, correct?
Right. Yes. So last year I got really lucky, and this is how I got involved in general with the Guelph Tool Library and now this own program of mine, was the Grow Garden, which is originally coordinated by a couple people under Transition Guelph. It's a group of about 10 gardeners, this very large garden space up at Marden, Grace Community Church. If you follow Highway 6 out and turn left, there it is. We grow all sorts of food. Individuals have plots there, and the premise that we have is that you're donating the extra food you grow to emergency food pantries. We do have dedicated raised beds and garden space where we grow specifically donation produce. Everyone lends a hand growing that and donating that. And last year we donated about 600 pounds of produce that was extra from the garden to about 8 different emergency food pantries.
Wow, that's a lot of food going out into the community. It sounds like a really, really great program. And just for our listeners to try to imagine what the Grow Garden looks like since we're on radio, I was wondering, could you kind of walk us through a virtual tour of it? Like, how big is it? What do you have growing there?
Right. So the garden is fairly large. We're located on the other side of a large parking lot at this church, Grace Community Church. They've graciously donated the land for whatever type of food growing activities we want to get up to. In the center area, we have a large 3,000 square foot garden space made up of various plots for members and our donation produce. We have a shelter pavilion space where we intend to do some workshops this summer. We have large rainwater collection off that structure, large rain barrels. We have perennial flowers. And then to the right, we have a small orchard of fruit with hazelnuts, peaches, plums, pears, apples, all sorts of lovely stuff. We grow asparagus. We have raspberries. We grow incredible tomatoes out there that just do fantastic, unbelievable amount of food that gets produced. We also started last year a 60-foot sunflower maze, which we hope to get up and running again this year with some really beautiful, colorful sunflowers. And we get a lot of pollinators, a lot of bugs, and amazing butterflies out there all year round.
Wow, it just sounds like such a beautiful place.
It really is. I feel really lucky that I get to be a part of it and spend time up there.
That's wonderful. And so can community members rent a piece of the garden there if you don't have your own space in Guelph that, you know, you could have your own plot? Or is it all kind of grouped together of growing extra food for emergency food pantries?
Right. So we do have individual plots for our members. And to become a member, we're kind of tight-knit. We definitely want people to get involved. And a lot of the plots are quite large. We do not charge a fee. But we do ask that you come out, volunteer, see how it is a fit. It takes a lot of discipline to come out to this space. It's not accessible by public transit, unfortunately, because it is just outside of Guelph. So we want to make sure that people are committing to coming out and looking after it. Weeds can take over pretty quick out there, so everyone's very diligent and comes out several times a week. We just ask that in return, instead of doing a fee for your plot, that you actually donate extra produce instead to whoever we're donating to. And we have separate area that's all donation that everyone kind of takes turns watering and weeding and checking in on, and it kind of takes care of itself when you have 10 people checking in.
Wow, that sounds so great, like a real community effort to make this place what it is.
Yes, and we will be having some volunteer orientations coming up in the spring, so if you want to come volunteer and check it out and see about getting a plot with us, take a look on Facebook, Grow Garden, Grow Project Guelph on Facebook, and take a look for that event.
That sounds great. And why do you think a program like this is so important to the Guelph community?
I think one of our mandates with the Grow Garden is to mentor food gardening and help people, you know, get on the right path to start growing their own food. So that I think just the skill sharing of growing food and the kind of culture around that is really important to us. And I think in Guelph, we're a great place for that. We have beautiful weather in the summer. We can grow amazing food here. We have a huge depth of agricultural resources in Guelph and like-minded people. So I feel like these kind of programs just flourish here because people are interested, people are passionate, and they want to know more and they want to get involved.
That sounds great. And it sounds like it's a real compliment to what you're doing with Backyard Caring. Backyard Caring, you know, you're giving these workshops, they're in the classroom, kind of giving people a taste of what it could be. But with the Grow Garden, you're really giving that hands-on skill sharing, right?
Right. And we do intend on transitioning out there for some more hands-on workshops over the summer.
That sounds great. And it sounds like it's kind of has this twofold benefit that, you know, you're giving people these skills to grow food, but at the same time, we're able to stock, you said, over 600 pounds of food in emergency food pantries in Guelph. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important because we know for food security that fresh produce is one of the hardest things to get in an emergency food pantry. It's often can sometimes be junk food. It can sometimes be, you know, canned food. Whereas, you know, everybody in our community deserves to benefit from fresh, local, delicious produce.
So. I absolutely agree. And I think, you know, at least for me, when I have to go to the grocery store in the summer, I don't have to go very much. I grow a lot of my own food. And as a vegetarian, I don't need to go to the grocery store too much. But, you know, I check out other people's carts and I kind of see what's going on. And I know what's in these food pantries. And definitely fresh, really, this is super fresh food. I am picking it in the morning and I'm coming back into town around noon and I drop it off to whoever's available. So this is fresh, super clean, organically grown produce, and you just don't see that. It's hard to keep in the fridge, so if we can give them small amounts at a time that they can hand out that day, I think it makes a big difference. And we also hand out flowers, which I think is nice.
That's really nice. And I can just imagine how good that food tastes. You know, something that's been picked in the morning, it just has that really great flavor. So that sounds like such a great program. And then, so you also run one more program in Guelph. You're
yes.
so busy. I can't even imagine. Lots of gardening to take up your time. But yeah, I'd like to hear more about your third program as well.
Yeah, so I am a full-time food gardener, which is crazy because I never thought that would be like a title I have. But I have another project that I'm working on that's more of a pilot in collaboration with unused yard space. And we are trying to grow food for marginalized populations to hand out directly. A lot of these people have dental issues, health problems, and we're trying to come up with creative solutions to using this unused space, creating food and giving it to them. It's something that they can just take home. A lot of these people don't have refrigerators. They don't have a microwave. So what can we provide to them from these gardens that can just be eaten raw or cooked simply?
This sounds like a really great program and something really innovative to try to use that space, because we have so much space in Guelph that could be used for growing food, right?
Absolutely. Guelph soil is some of the highest quality food growing soil in the world. Class 1, grade A farmland, and we stick a lot of houses on it.
Very true. And so just a reminder to our listeners, you're listening to Food Farm Talk this morning on CFRU 93.3 FM. And here we're talking about local food today and some of the programs that are happening in the Guelph community with Meredith Sweeney, who is a coordinator for Backyard Caring Program, the Go Garden. And then we're also talking about this third pilot program. Does it have a name yet?
We are working on a name. We used to have a name, but we're just not sure yet. I mean, we're still in the development stages. I've been working with a couple of these properties for about 3 years. And now we're taking it to a next level. So we do need to develop some branding and a name. But we have, you know, our mission statement is to just, you know, think of these creative solutions to growing new food and, you know, maybe getting people involved in volunteering that wouldn't normally be involved with food growing as well. You know, food growing skills are something that can really change someone's life and save them money and give them a really productive, positive, healthy hobby to be working on. Because I think, you know, it's not unknown to anyone who gardens how beneficial gardening is on your mental health and physically on your body.
That's so true. You know, you're outside in the sunshine, you're being active. And I think that is true, that there's a real sense of empowerment that comes with having the knowledge and the skills to be able to grow your own food, grow something that you want to eat and that you're excited to eat.
Absolutely. And I think in terms of the people that we are serving with this food too, you know, their priorities, if we could take out getting healthy food out of one of their priorities, then they can focus on, you know, feeling better about their life, you know, going into a job or, you know, getting out of a bad situation. I think if we could provide this food, then they don't have to worry about getting, you know, some nutrition. A lot of food is prepackaged, it's high sodium, but we're making salad and delicious salad with flowers, and everyone smiles when they eat a flower. So I think, yeah, it just comes full circle all the time. And we're already having some really great success with this program.
Yeah, and I think it is really important then that what you mentioned is that the cost of fresh food in the grocery store, if you want to buy organic local food, it's really important to our community to be, but there is a trade-off when it comes to cost of, you know, if you're on a limited budget, that fresh produce may be not something that you can afford. So having these types of programs that make this type of food available and affordable, I think is super important to the Guelph community.
Definitely, definitely. I think, you know, globally this is an issue and locally as well. And I think we're Guelph. We're a food growing city. We've got the university here. There's no reason why we shouldn't be a hub for, you know, getting people eating healthy, and it doesn't matter who you are in our community.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And I think that the programs that you've talked about today really help support that mission and I can see that Guelph is well poised to be that hub. You know, we're moving towards a circular economy. We're moving towards, you know, having more of these types of programs. And like you said, we are on great soil. We have a great climate for growing all types of food here, just in our urban community.
Absolutely.
And so if we're kind of getting towards the end of the show now, and I'm just wondering, what would be your most important piece of advice to listeners who are interested in growing their own food in Guelph?
Well, I love to talk about this topic, and I could run workshops for the rest of my life, and we could talk about very specific topics, but I think for anybody getting started, start small. Do an audit of what you actually enjoy eating, because, I mean, hand in hand with food security is food waste, and you don't want to have to grow. You're growing 10 tomato plants. You're going to end up with, you know, over 100 pounds of tomatoes. Are you ready to eat that many tomatoes? Do you like tomato sauce? Because you better. So I think it's important to look at what you like to eat, what your family likes to eat, and start with that. Start small. You know, you don't want to be weeding the first year of gardening and really hate it. I think you can have a lot of success with a small raised bed. Get started that way. Grow a couple of things. I'm talking 3 or 4. Don't go wild. Add some flowers. And start with a little success and move up from there. You'll be able to tell if you can handle more work or, you know, what your schedule demands. If you're a cottage goer, it might be trickier to have a larger garden. I don't go away in the summer because when you operate, you know, multiple thousand square feet of gardens, you can't. So keeping that in mind, stay small, go slow.
I think that is such great advice because, like you said, food waste is also a problem. And I think I've had that experience before where I'm like, I can't wait to grow all these tomatoes. And then come September, I have to, like, every weekend process tomatoes, make sauce, make soup, and then can it all. So it is, if you bite off more than you can chew with a garden, it can be a big project.
Absolutely. And I think you want to have success. You want to have fun. You want to have good results. And I think if you were looking at this from any other analogy, you know, you wouldn't want to go too far into it and be overwhelmed with work. A small space allows you to keep it clean, keep it tidy, create a beautiful mixed array of vegetables and fruits. You know, perennial fruit is also great. If you're not sure about how much work you want to do, you plant them once, you keep that plant alive, it comes back the following year. So, you know, looking into perennials, if that's more your style, definitely do a little bit of research. Come to one of the workshops, figure out, you know, what you need to get started. Come visit the seed library, check out our seeds, pick a couple things, bring them home.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And so just as a reminder, where people can get more information about this, it's available online. You're on Instagram.
Yeah.
Where the Guelph Tool Library is on Twitter. There's a Facebook page for Backyard Caring?
There's a Facebook page for Backyard Caring. There's a Facebook page for the Grow Garden. And you'll see information through the Guelph Tool Library as well. We're on Instagram, Grow Project Guelph. That's for the Grow Garden. Backyard Caring on Instagram for Backyard Caring.
That's awesome. And the Guelph Tool Library is located right in our community at 131 Ontario Street. And I'd just like to thank you so much for being here today, Meredith. I think we've had a really great discussion. We've really talked about local food and the opportunities that it provides for so many different people in our community, whether you're trying to grow in your backyard, in a raised bed, or if you need more space, there's a grow garden where you can have a community plot and learn to gain these skills. And I think, you know, there's just so many benefits to being involved in local food production that we talked about today. You know, you're gaining skills, you're growing healthy food, you're getting exercise, and there's also opportunities to help provide fresh local produce for people in our community who might be facing food insecurity.
If you want to volunteer, all of these groups are accepting volunteers at all times, all ages, all abilities. The Grow Garden is all ages. We have kids. Come on out if you want to get involved.
Yeah, I think that's super important that there's, yeah, lots of volunteer opportunities, and there's just so many different ways to learn through these programs. So thank you again, Meredith, for being here today. And once again, you've been listening to Food Farm Talk on CFRU 93.3 FM. Tune in next Thursday at 10:30 a.m. For another exciting episode where we'll be talking about food and agricultural related issues. And thank you again for listening to our episode today on local food in Guelph.